My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers, YMCA chaplain, British military chaplain, and college professor. The Impartial Power of God. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Hebrews 10:14. We trample the blood of the Son of God underfoot if we think we are forgiven because we are sorry for our sins. The only explanation of the forgiveness of God and of the unfathomable death of his forgetting is the death of Jesus Christ. Our repentance is merely the outcome of our personal realization of the atonement which he has worked out for us. Christ Jesus is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. When we realize that Christ has made all this to us, the boundless joy of God begins. Whenever the joy of God is not present, the death sentence is at work. It does not matter who or what we are. There is absolutely reinstatement into God by the death of Jesus Christ and by no other way. Not because Jesus Christ pleads, but because he died. It is not earned, but accepted. All the pleading which deliberately refuses to recognize the cross is of no avail. It is battering at another door than the one which Jesus has opened. I don't want to come that way. It is too humiliating to be received as a sinner. There is none other name. The apparent heartlessness of God is the expression of his real heart. There is boundless entrance in his way. We have forgiveness through his blood. Identification with the death of Jesus Christ means identification with him to the death of everything that never was in him. God is justified in saving bad men only as he makes them good. Our Lord does not pretend we are all right when we are all wrong. The atonement is the propitiation whereby God, through the death of Jesus, makes an unholy man holy. The apparent heartlessness of God is the expression of his real heart. There is boundless entrance in his way. Thus ends Oswald's reading. Hebrews 10:14. He hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Here the one offering of Christ on the cross and its benefit, that is, perfect salvation, are eternally efficacious. Perfect salvation in Christ is imparted to all who are being sanctified as they draw near to God through Christ. Note here the Greek word sanctify, and in verse 10, it is present participle, emphasizing continuous action in the present. So when we give up our way and our embarrassment and our intellectualizing and our emotions and accept the full efficaciousness of the atonement, it is then that we enter into unbounded joy in Christ's work on the cross.